HPR's Wayne Yoshioka is joining us live this morning. He is out and about in Waikiki and gives us a sense of what's happening out there. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Catherine. Yes, I've spent the morning out here in Waikiki. I visited, talked to tourists up and down the beach. Also talked to Jerry Dolak, who's the Outrigger Resort's Director of Security and Safety, as far as what they're doing to prepare for the hurricane. They have 10 properties in Waikiki, from the big hotels to the little boutique hotels. And they have an emergency management team that they stand up and then they, you know, do various scenarios. What they're doing now is they're preparing for a hurricane, a full-blown hurricane. So that would be the worst-case scenario. And they have all of their employees housed at the hotel, so when the buses stop, there won't be any interruption in service. They have all of the guests ready to marshal into big rooms where they would be entertained, have the food that they would like, and all those little things that make a visit to Hawaii kind of special. The beach here is relatively crowded. It was there's a little drizzle right now and gray skies, but other than that, it looks like a normal day. In Waikiki, it's not overly crowded, but it's not all sparse either. So that's how it is in Waikiki.
Well, Wayne, I know there's some concern because I think the bus service stops at like 6 o'clock today, and a lot of the hotel workers actually take the bus into work.
Correct. But the Outrigger, they're housing their employees at the hotel. So there won't be any issues as far as employees going home and trying to fight their way back to work. So they're going to feed them, they're going to house them, and they're going to, you know, that's what they do. They're a hotel. So it's really a great plan that they have going.
And I know the airport officials were saying, you know, if you have flights out scheduled over the next couple of days, to call the airlines first before you actually go to the airport. I think that's really good advice because you don't know what's happening out there.
Correct. And there are a lot of visitors that I talk to that are trying to get out. But, you know, some are just saying, well, I guess we'll have 3 days of rain and indoor activities, and doesn't look like they can fly out early.
Okay. And I don't know if you've gotten the update, but we just got word that there's going to be a 2 p.m. news conference with Governor David Ige, Mayor Caldwell, as well as William Roche. He's the deputy administrator for Region 9 for FEMA, as well as Adjutant General Logan from the State Department of Defense. So I don't know if you're planning to go there, but it sounds like we'll get the latest then.
Yeah, that'll be an update, but, you know, it's just a report in progress. I don't know how that will change over time when the as the hurricane nears to Oahu and Maui and Kauai.
Right, but folks just need to stay tuned and just watch this as the storm comes. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Okay, thanks, Catherine.